Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. Military and civilian leaders in Sudan have signed a power-sharing deal aimed at ending months of pro-democracy protests, which saw the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. The ceremony took place in the capital, Khartoum, attended by regional leaders. The co-signatories smiled broadly and held the document aloft. The celebratory mood continued with singing and music. Our correspondent, Sally Nabil, is in Khartoum.
By every means, this is a big day. It's a historic day for Sudan. A lot of the Sudanese are pinning a lot of hope on the civilian government that's expected to be formed within a few days after the signing of the constitutional declaration. Some of them tell me this is the moment they have been dreaming of for decades. They have been dreaming of a smooth transition to civilian rule eventually.
A massive fire has swept through one of the biggest slums in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. It's left thousands of people homeless. Most of the residents are low-paid workers. Electra Naismith reports.
It took 20 fire units over 6 hours to douse the flames. Amazingly, nobody appears to have been killed. Many residents were still away after the Eid holiday. The government says it will provide relief for the many thousands without shelter, and an investigation has been ordered into the cause of the fire. But correspondents say land is valuable in Dhaka, and fires are sometimes started as a way of clearing slums and their inhabitants.
Separatist forces in Yemen have pulled back from some key sites they recently seized in the city of Aden. The Yemeni government said fighters had withdrawn from locations, including the Supreme Court and the central bank. Last week, the separatists took control of Aden, driving out the government. Saudi Arabia is trying to broker a reconciliation, but the government said that first, the separatists had to pull out of locations they'd captured. The Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has said he will not back down in a standoff with a Spanish charity's migrant rescue vessel anchored off Italy. On Facebook, he said the ship, Open Arms, could easily have got to Spain in the 16 days since it picked up the migrants off the Libyan coast. He accused Open Arms of waging a political campaign at the expense of the migrants. An orphaned baby dugong that was taken to the hearts of people in Thailand after being rescued earlier this year has died. She had an infection caused by swallowing pieces of plastic. The plant-eating sea mammal, called Mariam, gained fame after she was filmed being fed milk and seagrass by her handlers. BBC World Service News.